That was Lioness with Liars from their latest album, Time Killer. We heard the Mountain Goats before that. The Pinkerton Raid did Hollywood. We had Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile, and we started that set off with David Payne. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We are now going to preview a really awesome event that we've talked about before here on the show. Every year this time of year, there's a really amazing event that goes down at Odd Bodies. It's called Restock, and the idea is to hear some great music, have some friendly competition, and do a lot of good helping to restock our local food pantries. The premise is a friendly competition between the hippies and the metalheads, and there's a show for each night, and we'll tell you more about that here in just a little while. But we have the hippie contingency joining us, the jam band contingency, to give us a preview of this event. These guys have been with us before, and I'm so thrilled to have them back and hear what they've been up to and what they've got going on for 2018. But first, let's hear some live music from Electric Orange Peel. Take it away, guys.
Say that we're still friends. Can't call me when a bad day ends. Well, you can take a place on memory lane and have anything your heart desire. Talking about can we chill one more time? Can we watch 30 Rock at night? Well, I'm not given to believe this was everything our hearts desired. Light a match under the coals. Do you recall when we first learned? There are many ways to start a fire. Funny how I can't help looking back. Yes, there are many ways to start a fire. Thank you.
That was a new song titled Memory Lane. And this is another new song, which is untitled still, I think. I don't even remember.
Whoa. Thank you.
Electric Orange Peel, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome back, you guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So it seems like since last you were here, you guys have had a lot going on. Just in, you know, following you guys on social media and stuff, you've had a lot of firsts over the past few months. You've been out on the road. Give us a little snapshot of what y'all have been up to.
Well, I don't remember exactly where we were at last time we talked to you, but we have a new bass player, Nate Labine, who you heard tonight. Our old bass player, Ryan Bertani, has left the band to pursue other pastures. We came out with our first album, Seed, which was great. That debuted on June 30th. It's on Spotify, Bandcamp, iTunes, a bunch of stuff. And yeah, we've really been getting out on the road. We've been getting out of Ohio a lot. We just played Asheville, North Carolina for our first time. That was a great show. New York City, got a couple shows coming up in Atlanta and some other stuff we're pretty excited to announce for this year.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And it sounds like since you played a couple new songs, you've been doing some writing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Those were both brand new songs. We played them like a couple times live.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you know, it sounds like the latter half of 2017 was full of a lot of successes, a lot of firsts, a lot of new cities and new audience members getting to experience you guys live. What are you hoping for in 2018?
We're hoping to kind of keep that momentum going. It was really exciting after playing a lot of festivals, and you see a lot of the same faces when you play Midwestern summer festivals, and we played about 15. Actually, our last one was just a week ago before Christmas, but we've been playing a lot of new cities, so it's exciting to like enter that new phase as a band, playing new towns, especially big ones like New York City, which is kind of like a, you know, proving ground for any like American band to go play in New York City. That was really exciting to play there.
And so now that you have the album out too, I'm assuming that's made it easier to get into some of these newer cities and newer communities. Are you hoping to get out even farther in the U.S.? Maybe try to hit up the West Coast a little bit, or?
Absolutely, we're trying to go everywhere. Just kind of, you know, taking our time and going where it makes sense first, and building our way out.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And knowing that you've got some new songs in the works, are you hoping to get back into the recording studio this year, or just kind of take it how it goes and see what happens?
I mean, we don't have anything planned for the studio as of right now, but we definitely are looking forward to going back as soon as possible. And I think before we do that, we're probably going to do a little like video shoot where we release like 4 songs on videos. So we're really looking forward to doing that. That's going to be something brand new for us.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. In terms of doing video work, I know you said it's kind of brand new for you. Are you going to sort of hand it off to folks and see what kind of visuals they apply to your music? Or are you going to try to craft that imagery yourselves? Or have you even thought that far into the project yet?
I mean, it's going to be like a live in-studio video type
cool deal.
So we might try to put some like effects and stuff on it, but we haven't really got that far yet, I guess.
Well, it'll give us something to look forward to in the new year for sure.
Absolutely.
In the meantime, you've got this great event coming up. You guys are playing on the 26th, and the event extends into January 27th as well. It's the Restock Hippies versus Metalheads benefit show, and you guys are going to be joined on the stage by some awesome bands. Cheesecake is going to be there, the Ohio All-Stars, and many, many others on the jam band night. For you guys, being able to do events that, you know, kind of give back and benefit the community, what's that like for you all as musicians?
It's definitely a rewarding feeling, and it's always fun to play out, but also just having that that aspect of giving back, It makes it that much more special to help those that are less fortunate and stuff. So it's all in all a win-win for both nights too. You know, we got the jam band hippie night, night one, and then night two, the metal bands, but we're all coming together for the same goal. So that's really cool.
And I love that it's that combination of folks, that it's the jam bands and the metal bands together, because I think that, I think so often people think, oh, those communities are so separate. But I know a lot of overlap in audience exists and a lot of overlap in band members. And there's a lot of Absolutely. Friendships there. So it's great to see those two communities coming together to do some good.
Oh, yeah.
We might play a full set of metal just to confuse people that night.
Oh, do it. Just totally mix it up.
Yeah.
Moving forward from January 26th, which is going down at Odd Bodies, what do you guys have kind of on the horizon for this winter? Any other notable gigs that we ought to be marking on our calendars?
We're playing at Woodlands on February 16th. With our buddies Paradoni from Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't announced that yet, so I guess here's the announcement. But,
radio exclusive.
Yeah, we have that. And then we have the winter workout in Columbus with the Works in Papadozio on February 2nd and 3rd.
Cool.
And then we're going to Erie, Pennsylvania for the first time this Friday. So we're going to go see all that snow firsthand.
Oh, yeah. Have fun traveling with that.
Yeah, it should be a good time.
It'll be an adventure for sure. If folks want to get their hands on Seed, your debut album, and keep tabs on where you're going to be this year and check out those videos when they're ready and all that good stuff, where should they connect with you?
Our biggest presence is definitely Facebook, but we're also getting our website rebuilt right now, so that should be up and running soon. Other than that, Instagram, Spotify and Bandcamp and all that good stuff.
Excellent. We've got a link up to Electric Orange Peel's Facebook page on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. If you go there, you can also find information on Restock 2018. It's once again Hippies versus Metalheads, January 26th and 27th at Odd Bodies. The jam bands will be on the 26th, and then the Metalheads will be taken over on the 27th. Little friendly competition that's going to do a lot of good. And I understand that if the jam bands take the win on the most donations, that the trophy's coming home here to Yellow Springs to live at the Spirited Goat. So
yeah, that's the word on the street. We're taking it home this year.
bringing it on back to the village. I love it.
Everyone's a winner, but we want the trophy.
There you go. I like that spirit. Well, guys, can we hear some more live ones?
Absolutely.
All right. We've got Electric Orange Peel in the house. More live music for you here on WYSO. Take it away, guys.
Never saw you looking so good as you did that night. With a 100 smiling faces, it all just passed me by. In a crowded room under the glow of neon light. I never say hello, but I watched you say goodbye. Just like a stream leads to a river. We're bound to run together from the time there's me. Chances, and I'll have a few again. Always made excuses, talking with my friends. I made up my mind, I'm gonna make it a matter of when. Play a song that never has to end. Play a song that never has to end. Thank you.
valleys to a river, the river to the sea. We're bound to run together from the time,
from the time
you first meet. A stream into a river, river to the sea. We're bound to run together from the time,
from the time
we first need.
For you guys, this one's called Find Yourself Again.
Let your fears go slip away.
the same. You will find yourself again. Again.
yourself again.
You gotta find yourself. You gotta find yourself again. You gotta find yourself. You gotta find yourself again.
Gotta find, gotta find, gotta find, gotta find, gotta find yourself.
You gotta find yourself again.
Electric Orange Peel live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. They're going to be playing on January 26th at Odd Bodies right here in Dayton. It's part of the Hippies vs. Metalheads Restock 2018 fundraising event. It's a friendly competition that does a lot of good. The 26th is Jam Band Night. The 27th is Metal Night. There'll be food vendors, raffles, prizes, and it all goes to an amazing cause, and there is a trophy involved as well. All the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You can connect with Electric Orange Peel there as well and keep tabs on where they're going to be. They'll be at the Winter Workout February 1st and 2nd. They'll also be at Woodlands on February 16th. All that and more, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Great time as always.
Thanks, guys. Check out Electric Orange Peel. All the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. This is member supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. YSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. We've got another hour of music to go before the Moth Radio Hour starts at 11 o'clock. Let's kick it off with Minus the Bear.